Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me. Joy is ours to share. Oh, rejoicing there will be when the stakes shall rise. Headed for that jubilee yonder in the sky. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Seems that now I almost see all the sainted dead rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In a twinkling of an eye, change them to be all the living saints through pride. Praising Christ through ages long.
When we're talking with the kids, and sometimes we have Brother Will and Brother Steve, they tell the kids, they tell them, it's like, when people in the world, when they're at a ball game, and when they win a ball game, and there's a home run or a touchdown or something, they're not, oh, that was really good, that was really good. We're talking about heaven's jubilee. We're talking about where we're going. Oh, what singing, oh, how on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed
second verse.
Oh, saints, now I almost see all the sainted dead rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. And the twinkling of them eye changes them to be all the city sanctified and the jubilee. Oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we heal it.
Amen.
Oh, what singing. Oh, what shouting. Seated. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are you happy to be here?
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Are you under anticipation?
Yes.
You're in the right church.
Yes.
This is the church.
Yes.
It's part of the bride of Jesus Christ. So it's the church worldwide, everywhere, every corner of the world. And we want to welcome all of you here today, all of our visitors, all the ones that are here, all of you on the hookup, welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to have a Holy Ghost-filled service where the presence of the pillar of fire, he's already here. He's been here waiting on us. And now we're praising and worshiping and shouting and telling him, we love you, Lord Jesus. And we're getting ready to hear the vindicated voice of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Be seated. It just don't get better than that. And I ain't here by saying that. Devil always beat me up here saying that about yourself. I ain't saying, we're here for one reason.
Amen.
To hear the voice of God.
Amen.
That's what brings us all here. It is, we know, it's the only thing that unites us, that brings us together is that voice. Nothing else can bring it.
Amen.
You love me, and I love you all too, but we're all here for that one thing.
Amen.
And the only reason that you love me is because I point you to that voice.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, you may be seated. Did you enjoy listening to leadership?
Amen.
Last Sunday? What a wonderful message. What a perfect message that it was for our young people and for the camp, and not only for the young people, but for us alike.
Amen.
You hear the things that Brother Branham said in there and hear him talking about camp and young people and your parents and what you do and everything. But how wonderful and how great was it when he had us stand up and put our right hand over our hearts and lift our left hand up to him and make that pledge and say, lead me, Lord Jesus, to eternal life. I want to make that right decision. And you know what? That's what we're here today is doing, is being led to eternal life by the voice of God.
Amen.
Amen. It's the only one that will lead us, this word, this message, the Lord Jesus, to eternal life. It is eternal life. Did you know that we are in the perfect will of the Lord?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We already know that, but would you like to hear it again?
Amen.
Directly from the word, from the prophet himself. Amen. We can't hear it enough. We hear it every time we turn on a tape. It's amazing how some people can turn on a tape and I never heard that. We do. Every time that we turn on the tape, revelation. This should answer the question, though, once and for all. All of them should. You just got to say it one time and it should. But someone asked Brother Branham one time on the message called Questions and Answers. They asked him, if I don't have a church to go to, should you just listen to tapes? The prophet said, yes. That would be fine.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I got great news for you. We got both. We got a church and we only play the tapes. Both of them. Lord, you may be seated. So only listening to the tapes is enough for the bride of Jesus Christ. Now that's exactly what that says, because Brother Branham wouldn't have told somebody that unless it was enough for him for eternal life. So we got them both. Well, that's wonderful. The church, and we only listen to that voice. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I've said it many times and it's worth repeating again. We love this message. We love this message with all that's in us. It is life. It's more than life, what Brother Branham said. And that's how come that we can say is truly this message is a love letter to the bride of Jesus Christ. When we hear the things that we hear, when you hear the things that Brother Branham is going to tell us tonight, that it is, it's a message to the church, that revelation, that we pick it up. We know exactly what he's saying. He's talking directly to the bride of Jesus Christ. Excuse me. And it is that others might not hear it, but we do. We hear it. That love letter is specifically, it is the bridegroom speaking to its bride. He said it's Jehovah God speaking to his bride. You don't write no other woman like you write your wife. Hope you ain't writing no other woman, period. We ain't messing around. We do not commit adultery. Spiritual, natural, nothing. We stay with the word. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know that the Lord, he knew that we would be united. And he knew that we would be here tonight listening. And we would be here. You, it's on the hookup that's listening in. He knew you were going to be right there as you're listening right now. He knew that. Wherever you are, whatever's going on, he knew it. And he says it tonight. You want to hear the living word, what he says tonight to you? Speaking directly to us today and to this church and to the tapes, people on the tapes and people on the hookup across the parts of the nation. Amen. All of us. That's a living word right there. You know, he say, no, that was for that day. No, 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 no. He said, and the tapes. That's future. People on the tapes, people on the hookup. They're still on the hookup. We're still listening in. Praise the name of the Lord. We're going to hear tonight what took place in the days of David. What happened? He's going to explain to us what happened then. And then he's also going to tell us what happened in the day when this message was preached. What that spirit was doing then. And then he's going to tell us what's happening right now. Because that prophet, he always told in shadows and types. He told us what happened back then in the Old Testament. He tells you what's happening right now today. And then he's going to tell you what's coming up for the future and be ready to stay with it. Amen. He's going to tell us one more time again today that it's a one-man message. Amen. That's what he tells us every single time. Amen. Remember the vision of the bride. The bride at that time, he said to keep them in step because the bride was getting their eye off of him. Amen. They got their eye off of him. He said that they started watching the denominations, the organizations. He said that they were watching them. And when that they did, he said that they got off. Amen. We must keep our eyes upon that prophet. Amen. He says they wanted a new, as was in the Davids, they wanted a new cart. They wanted to bring it up a different way. They wanted a new idea. They wanted something different, except for God's provided way, which he tells us today. Moses knew he was the one called to lead the children of Israel. This prophet knew he was the one that was called to lead us to the promised land. It is this message. And he said, don't put your hands on the cart. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Amen. How do we know for sure that who we are to follow. He said there are five musts in this message. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want you to kind of jot this in your mind. To keep God's commandments, to do anything right for God, to do God a service correctly, there is five musts to do God's service correctly. It's got to be that way. His time, his season, when he said it would be, and the man he chose. That's really an important part right there. And it must come to a group. I love you. The prophet. That's who it comes to. The prophet. May be seated. He said it. And the prophet, there's even more. I love how Brother Branham says that when you nail it down, you got to clinch it. And if you don't know what clinching it, everybody know what clinching it is. If you don't know, you should have been looking it up. It's when that nail is drove through on the backside. If you bend it, it ain't coming out. It can't come out. It's there to stay. And that prophet must be a vindicated prophet. There he is. There it is. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. The bride can settle for nothing less than that.
Amen.
He said, we find out, important, many of them in the Bible, it came to the prophets. S. We find out many of them in the Bible, it came to the prophets, and it wasn't vindicated. Our prophet is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Son of Man, revealing himself again in the end time. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. There were many anointed prophets, but only one of them was vindicated. Then. There was only many of them. Now one is vindicated. He said he never did deal with a group. He says it's not a group. It was one individual. He deals with a person, he said. One person. The ark cannot be carried by an organization. He said that it had too many heads, too many ideas, too many thoughts. Too many says this, somebody says that. They can't agree. That's why God sent one messenger, one prophet, one way. That's why he said, you read the quote, say what's on them tapes.
Amen.
Don't say nothing else. We have got to be sure in this end time. You cannot take a chance. We have to be sure that we're saying exactly what that prophet said. We are. We've got a vindicated prophet and we've got the tapes.
Amen.
That's why we can say the exact same thing over and over again. How is God going to choose his bride? He even tells us that.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God has promised in his word how he would choose his bride in this last day. Wonderful. Do you know that? He promised it, how he would do it, and that by his original plan of choosing Christ, of choosing the times, and of choosing the season. Isn't that wonderful? Brother Branham brings that out tonight. There was a time. There was a season for everything. He brings it out so clearly to us. He talks about the sun and what it is and when it was planted into the ground and it had the weight, it had the mature. That's what we believe we are right now. That seed had to set in the presence of the sun and mature. And there's a time we believe now is the time.
Amen.
Amen. He says, how did he identify him when he came? When Christ come, how did he identify him? By a man with the spirit of Elijah upon him come out of the wilderness. How will he identify his bride today? He promised in Malachi 4 the same thing before he destroyed the earth like it was in the days of Sodom. So that is how that he'll call out a bride, by Malachi 4. Amen. 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 So we must stay. We must stay with that bride, and with this message has to be identified. He said directly. He put them close. They're inseparable. Brother Branham said you cannot separate that message from the messenger. Amen. It's impossible to do it. And it is that it's very hard. And on the subject is I'm very much misunderstood. And I have my whole life been that way. And even more so since I have to believe that God put me here. Amen. I wouldn't be here unless I thought that. It's hard to be here. It's hard to be here. I never want to say anything wrong. You're the bride. But I know one thing. As long as I point you to this prophet. But Brother Branham says we got to be careful of what we say, how we say it. And I am misunderstood. And it's being said that I am totally against ministers and ministries preaching. And that I believe it is wrong, it is false for any minister or any ministry to preach. It's being said that I think that if a pastor does not play a tape every time in their church, that they have the spirit of Korah. I have never said that. And I would never say that. God knows who is and who isn't. But that prophet told us that that spirit would be alive in this day. He said it would come back and it would repeat itself. I put to you is that we believe this message. We believe in playing the tapes. But I have never said that or against the ministers or the ministry. I believe that there are men, servants of God, called of God, throughout the world. Brother Branham says that there are preachers, there's teachers, there's apostles, there's prophets, there's pastors, God put into the church. But as I told the brothers you hear tonight, he says he packed that word upon the shoulders of the Levites. They packed it. Take the message. But then the bride, we can hear that message. And we just believe a little different. But they love this message and they believe this message just like we do. Brother Branham says, I'd rather be right in my spirit and wrong in my doctrine than right in my doctrine and wrong in my spirit. We must have the right spirit. So if you say that, or if I've said that, God forgive me. If you've said that or say that, God forgive you. You shouldn't say that. They said that in the days back with Brother Branham about going to the blackbirds and seeing the blackbirds. He says, don't say that. They were my brothers. Amen? So we don't say that. And I hope my minister brothers and that are out there, no, I can't say that. Each man, each woman, each child, each minister, everyone has to decide themselves what is the will of God in their life. They have to choose for themselves what they want to do, what they believe. They have to look in this word and see what the word said. And then they have to make that decision for themselves. Amen. I'm only responsible for this church. Amen. And the ones that are listening into this hookup. If you want to listen into the hookup, that's the only ones that I'm responsible for listening into what we believe. Amen. So I'm going to let the prophet say it for us and for me, just what we believe and what we want. We don't take from it and we don't add to it. We just keep it the way the Lord said it. Amen. Amen. This is what I believe. The Lord spoke it. We recorded it. We now play it. So that kept it exactly the way he said it. That's what we believe. Right there. Praise the Lord. He says, we don't want no denominations. We don't want no organizations. We don't want no malice. We don't want no strife. We want God, and He is the Word. So we don't want strife. We don't want malice. We want the Word. We want the tapes. We want the Spirit of Christ. The time is late to say only what that prophet said. And he tells us tonight, say what's on them tapes. And the only way that we believe is to be sure is to stay right with that message. Stay right with what that prophet said. And as long as I say that from the pulpit, I know it's the will of God. Because it's the Word of God. You must choose how you want to go. As for me and my house, we'll listen to the tapes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us just bow our heads. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this message. We thank you for this messenger that you sent. A mighty prophet. The very words, they were so important that you echoed them in heaven. What a time that we're living in, Lord, to be privileged. That truly, you spoke it. You allowed us to record it. So that we could hear it and it wouldn't change. Men change, ideas changed. We know that there's God called. I hope I want to be one that points and to say only what that prophet said. But Lord, you know we believe you got to hear that message. We believe that there's no greater time than when the bride is gathered together, united together, listening to that word. And that great anointing comes down. As even that prophet, he spoke, he said, Trinidad or one of the places they were playing the seals, I believe it was, and he said that same pillar of fire came in, hovered over that tape. Amen. We believe it does every time we press play. Amen. Whether it's in this building or where, but all the more, when you gather the bride together in one mind and one accord, he brought them together. And then that Holy Spirit fell upon them. The greatest anointing there is set under the ministry of Elijah, the message of the hour. And that's what we believe it is. We believe that he's here with us today. We see the time is at hand. And we love you, Lord Jesus. Truly, we can say that we're in the presence of the Almighty King of Kings. Amen. Amen. Let us welcome him.
In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty. Oh! Prince of Peace. Troubles vanish. Hearts are mended.
Father, we just love you, Lord, with all our heart. We don't know how to tell you the right way, but with everything in us, Lord, we love you and we appreciate you. We thank you, Lord, for eternal life. We thank you, Lord, for this message and the messenger that you sent. Thank you, Lord. Where would we be today if it wasn't that you had sent your prophet? What would it be? Where would we be today if it hadn't have been, Lord, that you'd stored that message upon those tapes, Lord? Lord, thank you so much, Lord, for giving us the ears to hear it, the heart to receive it, the faith to believe it, the will to obey it. Lord, we just thank you. It's such a consolation to us today that we are in the center of your perfect will. What a consolation it is to us, Lord, that when we're hearing that message, something down deep inside our heart, it pulls us right into your presence. It believes every word that your prophet said. We may not even understand it, but Lord, it doesn't matter. We believe it with everything in us. It's our absolute. It's our lifeline. It is the token. We thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you for the revelation of you, yourself in this day. The Son of Man revealing himself, speaking to us, Melchizedek. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are. We appreciate you. And as a part of that bride, Lord, around the world, there's many in their churches, some in their homes, some in their cars, some in a remote place, maybe wherever they are, but they're streaming in, they're here, and we're gathered together, your little bride around the world. It's attracted us, Lord, this great message. It's attracted us. It's your voice, Lord, and it's calling us to perfection. We thank you for it. Lord, now these requests of each one that's upon their heart, these that's been written out, bless and be with each one of them, Lord. Just wrap your arms around every one of them. Encourage them. Strengthen them, Lord. And we just know that whatever we ask, we'll receive it according to your word. Now, Lord, as we get ready and to prepare to hear that word, sink it so deep in our hearts that nothing can remove it. But, Lord, give us that grace that there would be no malice or strife in our hearts, that there would be nothing, Lord, but a pure love for every person that we come in contact with a real manifestation of Jesus Christ in our heart. That, Lord, our life speaks greater than anything that we could say. And so many times, Lord, just transparently before you, there's so many times, Lord, that I say things that, Lord, it might not be so edifying. And that, I'm sorry. Sometimes I say things, Lord, that's not in season. It's not seasoned with grace. And forgive me for that. And help us all to manifest that love that you manifested toward us. For when we were sinners, you reached down to us and picked us up. it wasn't because of what we were on the outside, but it was because something that you planted before the foundation of the world that was on the inside. So Lord, help us, we pray. We commit it all to you, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace,
seated. At this time, there's going to be two baby dedications, and if those parents would come forward now with your little one, we'll do that at this time as we sing. Bring them in. Amen. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus.
Nehemiah Levi McMasters.
A handful. Nehemiah. What a precious love gift, huh? Yeah, he's a big one. He's a cutie. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Lord, how we love you, Lord. How we thank you for all that you do for us. And Father, this little love gift of Nehemiah that you've placed into the home of our brother and sister, Lord. Father, how precious he is, Lord.
Yes.
And Father, you know how to give good things, Lord. You give us the best, Lord.
Yes.
And so likewise, they want the best for him, Lord.
Yes.
And you are the best for him, Lord. Father, they've brought him here this afternoon to place him back into your hands. For he come from your presence and they want to place him in your presence always, Lord.
Yes.
Jesus. Father, they want you to watch him and to protect him, Lord.
Yes.
They want you to keep him, Lord. May your angels encamp around about him, Lord Jesus. May they always keep this message before him all the days of his life, Lord.
Yes.
Jesus. May he be a blessing to all the family. And Lord, if there is a tomorrow, may this word burn inside of him, Lord.
Amen.
Now, Father, we take him and we place him into your hands for a life of service and a life of dedication. We give him to you in the precious.
Yes.
And lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you're looking at me now. He'll say hello to everybody now.
It's Aurora Jubilee, Riley. Aurora Jubilee.
Aurora. Hey. Tiny. Hello, sweetie. Let us bow our heads.
Yes.
Father, once again, as we approach your throne, little Uriah, Lord,
yes,
another little love gift that you've placed into this home, Lord.
Yes.
And Father, they're so thankful, Lord, for all of your grace and mercy, Lord. And Father, for this gift that you've given unto them, Lord. And only you can give a gift like this, Lord.
Yes.
And Father, they want the very best for her, Lord Jesus. And Father, and that's the place her into your arms, Lord Jesus. so that your angels may encamp around about her, Lord. And Father, they know they can't always be with her, Lord, wherever she goes in this evil world that we live in. But Lord, as long as she's in your protective arms, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, everything will be just right, Lord. Yes. So they brought her this afternoon, Lord, to place her into your hands, Lord Jesus. Yes. May you be with her all of her life, Lord, wherever she goes, whatever she does, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
May she be an example of that word, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
May that word live and dwell in her. May this family always keep the message before her, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
may
Lord.
You always be the invited guest into their home, Lord Great, Jesus.
Lord.
Father, may you bless and be with her now as we place her into Great. Your hands for a life of service, Lord. Watch her, protect her,
yes.
and keep her, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
As we place her back into your hands,
yes.
we ask it all in the precious and lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
So wonderful to be here one more time with each of you, and I know my heart is blessed this morning. I can't wait to get to this message. Can't wait to hear those words of life. Truly, we're so blessed. Amen. As we start, let's just sing that little song, Teach Me, Lord, to Wait. Down on my knees, till in your own good time, you'll answer my plea. I know that's the desire of my heart, is to be more like Him. Amen.
Oh, teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees till in your own good time you'll answer my pleas. Teach me not to
most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, as we humbly bow before you, we're just so thankful, Lord, for another opportunity that we can come back here together, Lord, with our precious brothers and sisters in this special place of worship, and just together in your name, Lord, to give you praise and honor and worship in spirit and in truth, Lord. And we're just so thankful to be here, Lord, where we can just gather around your table, Lord, and hear the voice of God. Bring to us that spiritual food that you've stored up for us in this day, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that you'd bless each one that's here. Prepare our hearts, Lord, to receive that word, and may it just come into our hearts and be manifested in our lives, Lord. And it's just so good to be in your presence, Lord, and we just welcome you here. And we just give you the preeminence in all things, Lord. Just have your perfect will with each one. May every need here be met, Lord. When we leave this place today, may we be more like you, Lord, better Christians, Lord, and a testimony for you in this life. Just be with each one now, Lord. And Lord, as we come to this part of the service, as we receive the tithes and offering, Lord, we ask your blessings upon them as they're used for your honor and glory. We humbly ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
While hearts are aflame in hell. this earth what you want me to be. Oh, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. For my Lord, dark may be the night, but I'll cling more close to Him. He will give me light. Satan's snares may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside, but my Lord goes ahead, leads whatever be tied. And oh, I want to see Him, yes, look upon His face. Oh, there to sing forever of His saving grace. And on the streets of glory, toward the mountain high, and behold my Savior there, He's leading in the fight, and with a tender hand outstretched toward the valley low, He's guiding me, and I can see as I onward go. My bark, he does. sketchbook upon his face. Oh, there to sing forever of the saving grace. And on the streets of glory, yes, let me lift my voice. Oh, there's all past, home at last, ever one more time. And oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Oh, there to sing forever of the saving grace. And on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Oh, there's all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Amen. Truly, he's a real friend to me. Oh, I love him so. What a privileged people we truly are to recognize this day in the message. Truly, there's never been a day like this day. Never been a light that shines so bright. Amen. As this day, this glorious day. Let's just lift our hands and just think on those things as we get ready to hear this wonderful message. Amen.
There's never been a day like this day to me. There's never been a day like this day I see. There's never been a light that shines so bright as this day, this glorious day. Oh, there's never been a day like this day to me. There's never been a day like this day I see. There's never been a light that shines so bright as this day, this glorious day.
Let's sing that first verse.
Oh, Christ is revealing himself unto me. He opened my eyes and now I can see. His word has become a reality in this day, this glory. This day to me, there's never been a day like this day I see. There's never been a light that shines so bright as this day, this glory.
Let's just hum it to him one more time. truly, there's never been a day like this day. Let us remain standing as we get to hear the message, trying to do God a service without it being His will. Now is the time. Now is the season. Welcome, God's prophet and messenger. Aren't you glad He's your pastor?
Amen.
Amen. Brother Branham, welcome.